Доброго дня, шановні радіослухачі! 20 лютого по всіх великих містах Австралії відбулися громадські заходи на підтримку України. Зокрема, в Сіднеї перед церквою Святого Андрія в Літкомбі на заклик ОУГ-НПВ зібралися українці відзначити 8 років загибелі Небесної Сотні та висловити підтримку Україні. На майданчику перед церквою були присутні почесні гості, які виступали зі словами підтримки України і демократії. Зокрема, були присутні міністр імміграції, громадянства та мультикультурності Алекс Хок, який виступав від імені діючого уряду Скотта Морісона. Джейсон Клер виступав від імені опозиції. Були присутні члени парламенту, а також генеральні консули Канади, США, Турції, Чехії, представники консульства Польщі, почесні консули України, Естонії, Латвії, представники етнічних об'єднань, а також давні друзі України, такі як колишній депутат парламенту Лорі Фергюсон.
Вів зустріч Андрій Дума.
Слава Україні!
Слава!
Дорогі присутні, сьогодні ми зійшлися, щоб спокійно, як одна зорганізована громада, відзначити героїв України, котрі віддали своє життя з початку сучасної війни, зокрема Небесної Сотні. Ми тепер зібралися, щоб разом показати нашим рідним в Україні, що ми з ними, та що Австралія та цілий світ стоїть з ними в тих часів розвитку і агресії. Ми з нами маємо достойних гостей, міністрів, членів парламенту, генеральні та почесні консули та провідні члени дружних громад. On behalf of the Ukrainian Council of New South Wales, I welcome you all to St. Andrew's Ukrainian Catholic Church for a Ukrainian community rally to show support for our friends and family in Ukraine. We are all aware of the increasing Russian aggression that has taken place in Ukraine over the last few months. We cannot, however, forget that Ukraine has been at war for 8 years, a war that was initiated by Putin. This war has seen the illegal annexation of Crimea, the unnecessary death of over 14,000 people, and the internal displacement of over 1.5 million people. This war continues in eastern Ukraine, where people are being killed and injured every week. Russia continues to have complete disregard for international law and human life, spreading their attack on civilians. The world has witnessed the tragic death of civilian lives, including 298 passengers and crew of MH17, of which 38 were Australians, and the bombing of the kindergarten in the last few days, in which teachers were injured. Today, 20th of February, is the official day marking 8 years since the untimely death of the Henry and the 100 Heroes, as established by the decree of the President of Ukraine on 11th of February 2014. This was the turning point of the revolution of dignity, which began as a peaceful revolution against former President Yanukovych's decision to not continue Ukraine's path towards Europe. The Heavenly Hundred were participants of the Revolution of Dignity who were killed by Russian mercenaries. The current number is 107. The youngest, Nazari Vojkovich, was only 16 years old, and the oldest, Ivan Nakhmanachny, was 83 years old. We are honored to be joined by special guests and friends of the Ukrainian community today. Specifically, we welcome the Honourable Alex Hawke, Federal Minister for Immigration, Citizenship, Migrant Services and Multicultural Affairs, representing the Prime Minister, the Honourable Scott Morrison. The Honourable Jason Clare, Shadow Minister for Regional Services, Territories and Local Government, and for Housing and Homelessness, representing the Honourable Anthony Albanese, Leader of the Federal Opposition. The Honourable Tony Burke, Federal Member for Watson. The Honourable Linda Voltz, New South Wales Member for Auburn. Mr. André-François Giroux, Consul General of Canada. Ms. Valerie Noblesdorf, Acting Consul General of the United States of America. Mr. Ali Sevim, Consul General of Turkey. Ms. Zuzana Slovakova, Consul General of the Czech Republic. Ms. Irina Juszczyk, representing the Consul General of the Republic of Poland, Ms. Monika Pancho. Mr. Jaroslav Zuma, Honorary Consul of Ukraine. Mr. Smilev Kalamai, Honorary Consul of Estonia. Mr. Martin Tuptin, Honorary Consul of Latvia. Mr. Tom Derham, President of the Croatian Intercommunity Council of New South Wales. Mr. Adam Gajkowski, President of the Federation of Polish Associations of New South Wales. Mr. Ozan Gress, Chairperson of the Joint Baltic Council of New South Wales. Mr. Laurie Ferguson, former Federal Member of Parliament and longtime friend of the Ukrainian community. Mrs. Katerina Agaru, Co-Chair of the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations and representatives of all the Ukrainian organisations. In addition, we have received apologies from the following. Senator Maurice Payne, Minister of Foreign Affairs. The Honourable Karen Andrews, Federal Minister for Home Affairs. Dr. Fiona Marsden, Federal Member for Reed. Mr. Trent Zimmermans, Federal Member for North Sydney. Mr. Dave Sharma, Federal Member for Wentworth. Ms. Anne Stanley, Federal Member for Warrawa and Member of the Australian Ukraine Parliamentary Executive. The Honourable Dominic Perrottet, Premier of New South Wales. The Honourable Mark Kua, New South Wales Minister of Multiculturalism. Ms. Tanya Mekayuk, New South Wales Member for Bankstown. Ms. Sneha Chatterjee, Regional Director of New South Wales ACT, Social Cohesion and Citizenship Group, Department of Home Affairs. Councillor Lisa Clark, Mayor of Cumberland, a number of members of the Council of Four, and Professor Seth Wazdolski, former Australian Human Rights Commissioner. Before we commence the speeches, one way we can all assist Ukraine at this time is by humanitarian aid. You will see posters and envelopes with information on how to donate to the Ukrainian Crisis Appeal. I now invite Mr. Andrew Nacinski from the Ukrainian Council of New South Wales to say a few words.
Stand with Ukraine.
Stand with Ukraine.
Slava Ukraini.
Heroyam Slava.
Thank you. Slava Ukraini means glory to Ukraine. Heroyam Slava means a hero's glory. My name is Andrew Nacinski, and I'm honoured to represent today the Ukrainian Council of New South Wales. I would also like to extend my thanks to our honoured guests for their attendance today. Your support for Ukraine and Ukrainians is greatly appreciated. Over the last 8 years, as a result of Russian aggression in Ukraine, 14,000 people have died, 1.5 million people displaced, 3.4 million require humanitarian aid, 500,000 children are growing up in violence, and over 750 educational facilities have been damaged by shelling. That's over the last 8 years. In the last week, we have seen an increase in Russian violations of ceasefire agreements, including the shelling of the kindergarten. Just last night, two more soldiers were killed by prohibited Russian artillery fire, leaving Captain Anton Sedorov, three young children, the same age as my children who are standing here next to me today, without a father. Enough is enough. Ukraine has suffered too much, and it is time for Australia and the world to act. Today, like never before, Ukraine needs our unity, togetherness, and support. We are gathering truly today because we want to support democratic values, international principles of law and order, national rights, human rights, and the rights of Ukrainians to create a better tomorrow as part of the European community. We mourn the lives already lost in Ukraine, and we fear the possibility that a new generation of Ukrainians may need to lay down their lives to resist an invasion. Let me briefly remind you that in December 1991, over 92% of Ukrainians endorsed by a referendum that a proclamation earlier that year of Ukraine's independence. In a day that many of us thought might never come, Ukraine declared itself a free and independent country. With Ukraine's independence came the rights to sovereignty, territorial integrity, and the right to determine its own destiny. In June 2021, NATO leaders reiterated the decision that Ukraine would become a member of the NATO alliance. Unfortunately, Russian imperialism is, once again, endeavouring to block Ukraine and its desired path, to block its right to self-determination, to block its ability to form huge foreign and national security policies and directions. Russia has stolen our past and now wants to steal our future. This time, however, Russia will fail. The Ukrainian people in New South Wales condemn the actions of President Putin and the Russian Federation in the use of military measures, using propaganda and force to interfere in Ukraine's right to self-determination.
this meeting of the Ukrainian-Australian community and its friends. Firstly, stands with Ukraine and offers all the support it can. Secondly, it demands that Russian forces on the borders of Ukraine and Russian troops in the Donbass leave immediately. That Russia be recognised as a state sponsor of terrorism for its actions. That an embargo is put on Russian soil and gas. That Ukraine continues on its road to NATO. That the Magnitsky legislation be enacted against Russian oligarchs and stop the flow of their dirty money. That the SWIFT system is removed from Russia until such time that Russia conforms to international standards and respects the sovereignty and territorial integrity of other countries. The Ukrainian community specifically calls upon the Australian government to continue to stand firm in condemning Russia's actions related to Ukraine and continue partnering with the coalition of the willing against Russia. We call on them to continue to provide military support to Ukraine, or to provide military support to Ukraine, whether lethal or non-lethal, to provide support to Ukraine in fighting cyber attacks and to apply meaningful sanctions against Russia. As President Zelensky said just last night at the Munich Security Conference, these are not noble gestures for which Ukraine should bow low. This is Australia and the world's contribution to the security of Europe and the world, where for 8 years, Ukraine has been a reliable shield, rebuffing one of the world's biggest armies. Let me close by reading out a message of support from the Australian Catholic University in New York. We, UKUP, are proudly, profoundly, inexpressibly grateful to all the Western politicians and diplomats that, with enormous efforts, are restraining the aggression of Russia. Without their help, the fate of Ukraine would be shifted in a very, very different direction. We encourage you not to stop, but on the contrary, to do all of this with even greater energy. Thank you all again for your attendance today and for your efforts. Do not stop. Continue speaking up for Ukraine, to your colleagues, your neighbours, or on social media. Continue your donations to the Ukraine Crisis Appeal to help those wounded in Ukraine. And continue your prayers for peace and a free Ukraine. Ukraine hears our words and sees our actions. Together, we stand for Ukraine, and together, we will defeat Russian oppression and tyranny, and Ukraine will stand free. Slava Ukraini!
Heroia Slava!
I now invite the Honourable Alex Hawke, Federal Minister for Immigration, Citizenship, Migrant Services and Multicultural Affairs.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Andrew. And thank you all for being here today as the world collectively holds its breath in relation to a very serious situation with Ukraine. I want to start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land. I want to pay the respects to elders past, present, emerging, to my colleagues who are here from all sides of politics today. And I want to say to you, as Australians of Ukrainian descent, that Australia does stand with our international partners all around the world, NATO, the United States, Europe, the UK, in solidarity with Ukraine and against aggression against its territory. And it's appropriate that we're here at this Catholic Church, this institution that we're all part of as Christians, that has stood the test of time for 2,000 years persecution from the very beginning. We know the Russian state has persecuted Christianity in many incarnations in the last few hundred years, and yet this institution has endured. Ukraine will endure as well, the aggression that it's facing right now. And it will do so with the support of countries that are committed to values like freedom that Australia represents. And our voice, of course, stands with all of our international partners around the world in support of Ukraine against military aggression against its peoples. And so we've issued sanctions against Russia. We stand ready to do more. And today I bring the respects of Prime Minister Scott Morrison, of our Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, and the Prime Minister, who asked me to tell you today that he spoke with the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson just this week about Ukraine, about what else Australia can do to assist partners in Europe with the cause to stop aggression against Ukraine. And so I thank you for gathering. I thank you for being the great community that you are. Australians of Ukrainian descent have been great migrants to you. They form, with all the diplomatic form that we have here today, they're representative of the Eastern European migrations that we saw after World War II. Great migrations of people who fit into this great free country and out of their values and culture to our great culture. And we know now that Australia's voice in the world community, on that world stage, stands for those values. We pray today for peace, but we also stand with Ukraine against violence and aggression. And so on behalf of the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, our Foreign Minister, the Members of Parliament here, I say to you, Australia stands ready to support Ukraine, to support our international partners, to make sure that we do everything in our power to stop this violence, to stop aggression, and to achieve peace for the peoples of Europe.
I now invite the Honourable Jason Clare, Shadow Minister for Regional Services, Territories and Local Government, and for Housing and Homelessness.
Good afternoon, everyone. Members of the Ukrainian community, members of Parliament, Tony Burke and the Volts, Alex Hawke, members of the Consular Corps, Reverend Fathers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honour to be with you today, representing Labor leader Anthony Albanese. And while today we commemorate the sacrifice of the Heavenly 100, the 107 Ukrainian patriots killed in the Revolution of Dignity, I don't think there could be a more appropriate time, given the events of the last few weeks, to say Labor stands with Ukraine and the people of Ukraine. Labor stands with the more than 60,000 Ukrainian Australians. And Labor strongly supports Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. And we join the international calls for Russia to back off and abide by its international commitments. After meeting with the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations this week, the leader of the Labor Party, Anthony Albanese, said in the Parliament that if Russia continues down the path of aggression, it will be attacking one of the core principles of the post-World War II order, that all United Nations members shall refrain from the threat or the use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state. This is a simple and clear principle. And this is a dark and dangerous moment. But it is not too late for Russia to back off. Vladimir Putin must understand that it is not in the interests of the Russian people to continue down this path. The Australian government needs to think about how it can assist Ukraine. And Australia must unite with our allies, like the United States, and our friends in Europe to send the strongest of messages that any further aggression on Russia's part have severe consequences. And of course, it is critical that bipartisanship be maintained on challenges to national security that affect us all and go beyond domestic politics. The Heavenly 100 weren't an army. They weren't an organised force. They weren't funded or provisioned. They were ordinary people of different backgrounds and ages, genders, from different parts of Ukraine and all around the world. They were rich and they were poor. They were scientists and artists. They were young, the youngest was 16, and they were old, the oldest 83. But they knew what was right. They stood for something. Ukrainian independence. I stand with Ukraine. My friends behind me stand with Ukraine. The Labor Party stands with Ukraine. Australia stands with Ukraine. And it is an honour and a privilege to be here today, standing with you and Ukraine today. Thank you.
Thank you. And the Ukrainian community is truly grateful for the ongoing bipartisan support that it shows for Ukraine and its territorial integrity. I'd now like to invite the Honorary Consul of Ukraine, Mr. Jaroslav Duma.
Reverend Fathers, distinguished guests, members of both federal and state parliaments, colleagues of the Consular Corps of New South Wales, ladies and gentlemen, On behalf of Mr. Volodymyr Shchukivsky, Chargé d'Affaires at the Ukrainian Embassy, I take this opportunity to thank the Ukrainian Council of New South Wales for organising today's event, the commemoration of the murder of those who have become internationally known as the Heavenly Hundreds, murdered on the Maidan, main square of Kyiv, murdered by Moscow's cronies because they dared to demonstrate their desire for democracy and the freedom of choice for their nation to decide its own destiny without interference from its northern neighbour. And similarly, we give thanks to our friends, to the friends of Ukraine, and especially to my colleagues from the Consulate Corps of New South Wales, who have gathered with the Ukrainian community here and throughout Australia to stand united with Ukraine against the continuing threat by that very same aggressor, who has amassed some 150,000 troops along the border of a sovereign nation that threatened its sovereignty. We thank the Australian government and the opposition who have bilaterally recognised that this force of evil, Russia and Putin, must be stopped from encroaching on the wishes of a sovereign nation. The nation of Ukraine has continued on its path of maintaining democracy, a journey towards its rightful place in Europe, and it maintains its right to self-determination without unwanted interference from its tyrannical neighbour. We all hope and pray that there is a diplomatic resolution to the threat of war as it is being instigated by Putin. This could be a war like no other. No previous conflict on a world stage could be so destructive to the relative stability of Europe and create such disharmony not even seen during the devastation of World War II. Whilst Ukraine and all of us do not want war, today's Ukraine is not what it was previously in history. In a matter of the last 8 years, Ukraine has built a defence force of almost a quarter of a million well-trained troops and an equal number of reserves in the region, ready to defend Ukraine's right to self-determination and to stifle Moscow's attempts to reconstruct the former prison of nations known as the Soviet Union. But again, we all hope that war does not happen. There needs to be a peaceful resolution. And with the continued support and resolve of the global powers and the international community, this can be achieved. We should not just talk of sanctions. We need actions on real sanctions, real deeds, such as the removal of access to the SWIFT banking system, the turning off of the Nord Stream gas pipeline, and for Australia to implement and impose the Magnitsky Act as it had recently been approved by the Australian Parliament on all pro-Moscow oligarchs acting on behalf of Moscow in Australia. Freeze the funds in Australian banks and recover the properties secretly bought. To conclude, I once again thank you for all your support and for standing with Ukraine at a time of real concern, perpetuated by a very cunning terrorist, perhaps the most frightening aggressor in our modern world. Slava Ukraini.
Heroism, Slava!
I read a statement by the Embassy of Ukraine in Australia regarding the security situation in Donbass. It was made at 9 a.m. this morning. Just bear with me. Referring to the so-called accusations by the Russian authorities of allegedly the Ukrainian preparation of an armed offensive in Donbass, the Embassy of Ukraine in Australia states as follows. Ukrainian nationals reside on both sides of the conflict line in Donbass, the east of Ukraine. Their peace, security and well-being are an absolute priority for the government of Ukraine. Allegations that the Ukrainian government intends to launch an offensive operation in the temporarily occupied territory of Donetsk and Luhansk regions of Ukraine are divorced from reality. Ukraine is also not conducting or planning any sabotage acts in Donbass. We categorically reject the attempts of Russia to aggravate the already tense security situation. We remain firmly committed to a politico-diplomatic settlement and together with our partners will maximise efforts to reduce the tension keep the situation in line with diplomatic dialogue. In contrast, we observe that the Russian Federation is unfolding its campaign to disseminate massive disinformation, increasing the shelling of Ukrainian positions and civilian infrastructure by the pro-Russian proxies in the temporarily occupied territories of Donetsk and Luhansk of Ukraine, using the weapons banned by the Minsk agreements and escalating the security situation. Military buildup along the Ukrainian borders, violation of the ceasefire in Donbass, coupled with a blockade by Russia of the large parts of the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov under the pretext of naval exercises, fitting to the concept of Russia's hybrid war against Ukraine. Thus, on the morning of February 17, illegal armed groups of the Russian Federation shelled the Ukrainian village of Stanitsa Luhanska with heavy weapons, shots from the occupied territory hit a kindergarten and damaged civilian infrastructure. During the 18th of February alone, Russia violated the ceasefire 66 times, including 52 times with the use of weapons prohibited under the Minsk Agreement. The same day, pro-Russian proxies also shelled the humanitarian convoy of the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees near the crossing point Shchastya as the convoy was returning from the non-government controlled areas. Russia is making these moves to increase the psychological pressure on both the Ukrainian government and the residents of the temporarily occupied territory, and to form an information background to conceal the escalation of the situation, of the security situation. We call on the international community, the foreign states and international organizations, to immediately condemn the provocations conducted by the Russian Federation and its occupation administrations in Donbass, undermining the process of a political diplomatic settlement. The absence of a proper reaction or a neutral stance will only serve to further escalations. Volodymyr Shchukivsky, Charge of Affairs, Embassy of Ukraine. Stand with Ukraine. Slava Ukraini.
Now, of course, the outstanding for the Ukrainian national anthem.
Після виступів на дворі всі перейшли до церкви, де гості, діти та всі бажаючі поклали квіти до умовного алтаря в пам'ять про загиблих 8 років тому про Небесну Сотню. Отці греко-католицької церкви Симон Цькуй та Юстин Макдоналл та також отець Української автокефальної православної церкви Михайло Смолинець відправили панахиду. Прозвучали гімни України та Австралії, а також духовний гімн України «Боже Великий Єдиний». В кінці зустрічі отець Симон Цькуй звернувся до людей з такими словами.
I know Bishop McCullough is praying with us and for us in Wollongong today. But let us not give up on our prayer and our hope. For we have looked evil in the face before. It is the duty of a Christian to love their enemies. And that for us can be the hardest of challenges. Today we celebrate the Sunday of the prodigal, the son who comes back to the Father. We celebrate repentance and we celebrate forgiveness. Let us love our enemies, for that always confuses the evil one. Let us defend what is ours, but let us love those who hate us. That is what it means to be a Christian. Yes, we must stand up, but let us not be dragged down to the peace as our enemies. Let us always, with everything we do, have love in our heart. Christ is our love, and He is our hope. Focus on Him, and then all things will be granted to us. Slava Jesus Christ.
Слава
Україні!
Слава Україні!
Сіднею для радіо СБС Тетяна Колдуненко.